Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Tamargo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Knepper. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Valentine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Houseman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Houseman. And now, play ball. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Houseman covering, for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez takes first base on ball four. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCovey moves to third. One out. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tamargo for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball and throws to Knepper covering. Safe. Youngblood moves to third. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive to center field. Dwyer throws towards third. Evans fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Youngblood scores. Valentine moves to third. Flynn moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper strikes out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Montanez strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stearns moves to third. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine is hit by the pitch. Youngblood moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Clark steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCovey strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo is 0 for 1 in the game. Tamargo hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houseman hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Houseman. Metzger moves to second. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzger moves to third. One out. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Knepper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montanez moves to second. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Montanez moves to third. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. John Tomargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomargo is 0 for 2 in the game. Tomargo hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0 for 2 in the game. Houseman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Knepper takes first base on ball 4. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Tomargo and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sergio Ferrer pinch runs for Bobby Valentine. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn bunts in front of the plate. Tom Argo fields it and throws to first for the out. Ferrer moves to second. One out. Lenny Randle pinch hits for Tom Houseman. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Ferrer trying to get to home. Whitfield throws the ball into Tom Argo, who tags Ferrer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Lenny Randle now playing third base. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Tom Argo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tom Argo is 0-for-3 in the game. Tom Argo takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster pinch runs for John Tom Argo. Dale Murray now pitching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzger bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. Two outs. Mike Ivey pinch hits for Rob Andrews. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is walked intentionally. Mark Hill pinch hits for Bob Nepper. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Hill reaches second base with a double. LeMaster scores. Ivey moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Mike Ivey now playing first base. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Johnny LeMaster now. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.